if we could, you know, make one of those things Dodge as opposed to two of them, they've been scoring a lot of goals. So we double polled and felt like, you know, we were going to slide if we needed to. You know, Kieran Burke made some outside saves, and we really wanted to cover the crease. You know, we watched their Villanova game, watched a couple other games as well in preparation. It felt like if we could clog up Carlson inside coming off a five-goal game and force perimeter shots, we liked our chances with our goalie. And, you know, I think overall it was a great effort. I mean, we're 18 for 18 on the clearing game. You know, we made some great saves. Turnovers a little too much, especially in the fourth quarter. But, you know, I think overall it was huge.
Were you surprised that Maryland seemed to be taking a lot of shots high on Kieran?
No, I mean, he's good all over. That's why he earned the starting job. You know, he's a fantastic goalie. And I think he's had some ebb and flows a little bit this year. Just you're asking him to come in and to play a schedule, you know, number one strength of schedule that we have. You know, he's had some peaks and very few valleys. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, he played great up at Notre Dame in a triple overtime loss and had 15 saves there and really commanded the defense. I think he's getting more comfortable with the guys in front of him. And it's him who we rely on to run the run the defensive end of the field. So, you know, I think they only had 12 shots in the first half. And, you know, I thought we put a lot of pressure on them offensively, too. You know, it was really our attack. We've been waiting for all three of those guys to play well together in a game. And this, you know, certainly this game they did with eight of our 10 goals and certainly four assists as well.
Coach, you had some tough losses coming into Maryland or undefeated,
yep.
Did you see more focus or like a sense of more desperation from your team or the lead up to it? Does it seem?
Yeah, you know,
seemed on a different level today.
That's a great question. I think at the end of the day, you can look at it two ways. You can say, you know, there's desperation, or you can say the pressure's off. And I think we focused for the last 3 days on the pressure being on Maryland, being number one. And there isn't pressure on us. We're 4-3. We know we're close, but we're not there yet, so the pressure's all on them. So that's the approach we took, as opposed to, you know, look, we got to freaking win, you know?
Down the wire when you have the 3 or 4 goal lead,
yeah,
and you didn't shoot an empty net 45 times. What's your philosophy there? Because, you know, you get it to a 5-goal lead, and it's almost impossible to come back.
Right. Well, Bitter had one right out of the timeout with the 4-minute mark. He split the double team and he missed the cage. They might have got a check in. I couldn't see it. So that would have been an empty net goal. We were trying to. We were in a kill green situation. So we're spreading the field, spreading the goalie out. And if we get an opportunity to run by somebody, we're going to shoot it. I'm a big fan of shooting it. And that's why we shot it the first opportunity we had. But at the end of the day, you know, could we have done a better job of yeah, absolutely. We haven't been in those situations much. Yes, moving forward.
Coach, you're talking about Keenan and Rafa, their stats were pretty even, but if you looked at it seemed almost like Keenan won a couple big ones, maybe to play make a take it or stop a tie or just, you know, help kind of keep the game going your way.
Yeah, there's no question. I think RG was, you know, a little disappointed in his. He's coming off an injury where he had some surgery in November, and you know, now he's getting back to 100%. He didn't have a great game against Duke, and I think that kind of fired him up a little bit. And we need him to be the first-team All-American type guy that we had a year ago, and he really stepped up today. And we knew that was the two keys coming into this game, we felt, was our goalie play and the face-off X. You know, and we were 50%, a little above 50% at the face-off X, and our goalie played very well because we felt we could put some pressure on them offensively and you know, to hold them to two goals, an offense like that, by halftime, we were pretty happy.
First, you just talk about, I remember catching you guys at the Big City Classic last year,
yeah,
when you knocked off Hopkins, just the lively mood kind of sideline, knocking off the number one. And what was it like, you know, final whistle ends, you kind of get into it with your guys, and you're kind of, you know, an animated coach. How was it like kind of when everything ended and you walked away with the win here?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I do, you know, we all coach for the kids and their experience, and they've been so close. They've worked so hard to get to the point, and, you know, you could easily be 6-1. You could easily be 2-5 with all these one-goal games. And we just said, you know, with all the crazy scores going on out there, we just said, look, keep your nose to the ground and keep plugging away. And just to see their elation on the sidelines and smile on their face, it makes coaching all worthwhile.
Yeah, sure. Well, we knew coming in, obviously they were playing at a very high level. I think they were third in the country in scoring defense or something like that. And at the same time, we know that we have a lot of weapons on our offense, and you know we can generate from a lot of different angles. And I think guys just really played hard, and we were doing a good job of getting into good spots on the field. And in that first quarter, we definitely canned our shots, and I think we were able to just kind of ride that momentum out for the rest of the game.
Can you talk about the mentality as a player playing the number one team in the nation?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we love it. Last year, I remember we played back-to-back number one teams. Anytime you play an ACC team, they're most likely going to be ranked probably in the top two or three. So. We just came in here and, we didn't have any pressure. They had all the pressure on their shoulders, and we were able to play loose and fast, and, we're going to continue to play that way for the rest of the year.
Did you notice Maryland maybe being a little tight, a little nervous?
I'm not sure. I guess it's kind of a tough angle for me to look at, but, I definitely think we came out fast, like I said, and we had a big first quarter, and that helped us out.
Mark, how critical is this win?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely our biggest win so far. After a couple close, one-goal losses, it feels good to kind of get a big win, a signature win, if you will, especially on the road against a really good Maryland team. I'm sure that we'll see them down the road again, whether it be in the ACCs or in the playoffs. And, we're just going to try to use this and continue to get better. We have a couple tough games coming up here in the next 2 weeks or so, and we're going to use this as momentum and, try to keep it rolling.
Marcus, can you just talk about what was feeling kind of in the huddle when final whistle blew, you guys realized you just had a really big win here?
Yeah, I mean, it feels awesome.